I should say it's a welcome indicator of progress between the stakeholders within Burkina Faso. To have had the current military-led leadership have conversations with the civilians, both those from the opposition political parties, the party that was in power, as well as the civil society, including, of course, those of the religious faith, to really chart a way forward for Burkina Faso in a manner that is agreeable, to have reached this sort of consensus. The African Union has been supportive with the appointment of the special envoy, the person of His Excellency Edem Kodjo, and he was also joined in the course of the week by the current chair of the African Union to just support the stakeholders in Burkina Faso to be able to reach this agreement. We think it's a welcome agreement. We are looking forward to, you know, them signing it, hopefully between today and tomorrow, and hopefully thereafter they would be able to appoint a civilian-led government of transition that will definitely take the country through the transition phase that will go through and end up in elections. We think it's very important, and it's a concern not only for the African Union but member states. I'm sure you must have seen, you know, the parachuting of various heads of states into Burkina Faso to make sure that the transition process goes smoothly.
What role is the African Union going to play in helping Burkina Faso return quickly to constitutional order?
The role the AU is playing is that of being supportive of the leadership within the country. That role, the AU started playing it before the crisis even escalated. And even when it escalated, the appointment of a special envoy and also the involvement of the president of the union or the chairperson of the union in making sure that conversations happen in a manner that is able to lead the country towards the direction that the Burkinabes themselves want. And for that matter, once they would have been able to, you know, enhance the smooth transition from a military-led to civilian-led, the African Union will continue through its good offices, through the Political Affairs Department, as well as Peace and Security Department, as well as the membership of the Peace and Security Council, to just support the country to go through this transition phase to enable them to emerge a bit stronger in terms of their democratic processes.
So what do you say to critics of the AU who say that the AU was too quick to demand a two-week transitional period, that the military administration hand over power, and that was rejected by the military designated leader there? What do you say to critics who say that the African Union should have been a little bit more circumspect before coming out with such an ultimatum?
Well, depending on the angle from which you look at things, there are those that said the AU was too quick, as you're saying. There are also those that said that, oh, the AU is now sort of going against its own constitutive act and the Charter on Democracy, Elections and Governance, to say that when there is a situation like this, it should immediately slam in sanctions. And that's not what the Peace and Security Council thought. The Peace and Security Council thought that immediately after the situation escalated, as we saw at the end of October, the AU appointed a special envoy who was joined by the UN special envoy as well as ECOWAS leadership to go into the country and have conversations. And so in the midst of having that conversations to find out a solution, the AU thought rather than slamming sanctions immediately, it could have been counterproductive, but rather it was important to give a reasonable period of time, which 2 weeks as they decided, during which they hoped that the transition would have happened.
So at the moment, Burkina Faso does not risk sanctions following latest developments there, correct?
Things are progressing well, as we see, and we are hoping that by the time the Peace and Security Council meets again early next week, the Burkinabe stakeholders would have signed the charter which they agreed, hopefully today or tomorrow. They would be able to just proceed to, you know, get the constitution again functional, and then the charter will just be hopefully part of the constitution, which will enable them to agree on who would be the civilian-led leader.